I got the question, how can I create immediate income in my lawn care business? And I'll give you mine. I don't know exactly what the question is asking, but I'll give you my interpretation of what I think it might be asking. I mean, one of the great things about the lawn care business is you really can create immediate income in your lawn care business. You can go out and you can immediately find work. So I feel like maybe the question's really asking, how can I create income quickly? Which I've addressed that. I've actually already addressed that question. And basically that is by walking down the street, knocking on doors, introducing yourself, telling the story of your company, and asking for the business. And if it's commercial, walking in the door, asking for the business. If they don't need you now, find out when their existing agreement might expire, when they might have need. Get that date and then approach them months in advance. So really when it comes, how can I get business now? The fastest way is to walk down the street and knock on doors. Another strategy I'd use is get yourself on the internet now and get a website. I would do door hangers immediately. When you don't have any business, you have time, so you can go knock on doors and ask for business. You can put out door hangers. You can do a combination of both. Those are the fastest ways to get immediate income. If the question is about how can I build income quickly so that I have money to live on, well, really the way would be to do all the things I just mentioned when you're on low on business and then do a lot of the work yourself initially. I do not encourage that strategy for very long. But if you have no business, then you can spend all of your time knocking on doors and putting out door hangers and accepting the phone calls and answering them as soon as they come in. Then as you start to get a little business, and now let's say the work takes up 40% of your week, the other 60% of the week, market, market, market. Knock on doors, put out door hangers, get your website up. Don't spend too much time on it. Just get it up and do your marketing. 40% of the time you're doing the work. Now you're starting to build some income that you can live on. Make sure you don't go in and price low. I've heard, hey, when you're starting out, price low. Once they trust you, build your prices. I disagree. Go in at least at a minimum, price yourself average with the marketplace. So get enough money that you can actually live, do the work. Then as you continue to market, you'll see that it starts to shift where you're starting to do more work and you have less time for marketing. And then once you hit that critical point, then I think you need to start hiring someone to help you. And then that kind of shifts it back. You have a little more time for marketing. And then eventually it will get to the point where you're completely full and you could hire a foreman to replace you. As soon as that's possible, I would try to live on as little money as you absolutely can. And I would hire a foreman to run your business. And I would go back to full time doing exactly how you built that first crew. Knocking on doors, putting out door hangers, working on your website, asking for referrals. If you've done it, continue doing postcard marketing. If the numbers are good, do it. I firmly believe in it. All the network, all the different things you can do. I still say the quickest and easiest is door hangers and knocking on doors. So you've got yourself out of the field. You're back to the strategy that built your first crew. You're doing it again. And that's how you replace yourself. But get yourself out of the field with that very first crew. It's going to mean a hit to your income. No question about it, but I believe that as soon as you're back in the field, you'll be able to make up for the income loss quite rapidly. Here's something else to think about. Let's say you get out of the field and you're paying somebody $11 an hour to replace you. You were only making $11 an hour. $11 an hour is not hard to replace. When you're knocking on door, it doesn't take too many, especially commercial jobs, to achieve enough profit to be able to completely replace the $11 an hour you were making just in the profits of that job while you have somebody else do the work. So use the things I've mentioned to grow your business fast, work in the field as quickly as you can, hire some guys to help you, be very demanding on them, don't accept poor service and slow. If you look at them and you say, wow, they function at 30% of the speed that I function at, you've hired the wrong person. There are plenty of good guys, and there are a lot of those guys you'll be surprised will probably outwork you. So find really good guys to work for you, train them in the field, work with them. As soon as you've got enough work for a foreman, hire a foreman, get out of the field, go back and do exactly what you did to build the first crew. Once you've done that, you're set. From then on, you're going to make it. And I guess I would add to that, do not go into debt when you start the business. Don't try to be fancy. Don't try to have the cool equipment. Don't try to have the cool cell phone. Don't try to have the best website. Don't worry about any of that. Your sole goal is to survive. Spend as little as you can, but spend the money you do on marketing. Spend it well, I'm not saying be cheap, but just be very careful about what you need. Buy used trucks. Don't go buy anything fancy. The sole goal is to build profit so you can be out of the field. When you start a business, I don't care what business it is, there's so many get-rich-quick guys running around saying, oh, wow, you can become a millionaire, or you can make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars year one in this business, or if you're just a business owner, you'll get rich. I'm telling you, every real business created means some form of sacrifice. If you want to be very wealthy later, if you want to make a lot of money down the road, you're going to have to do a little time now. You're not going to make a tremendous amount of money in the beginning because you're working to get out of the field. You're working to build a real business that's going to make you a lot of money down the road. So understand going into this, stay out of debt. You're not going to make a lot of money initially, but you're building something that's going to take very, very good care of you later. Just get out of the field fast. Hope that helps. Thank you.